Last winter, Carolyn Almquist had a problem. Carolyn's in charge of exports for APL Transportation in Oakland, California. It's her job to move shipping containers full of American exports, like waste paper, to factories over in Asia. The problem was, the factories in Asia didn't want them.
There was no buyer. It would arrive at our terminal, say in Jakarta, and nobody would come pick it up.
Asian paper mills were canceling deals with the ships halfway across the Pacific. And Carolyn, who's in charge of APL's exports, was the first to hear about it.
I'm getting an email saying, "What are you people doing? Don't send us stuff without a buyer."
Waste paper is the country's number one export by volume. So when prices fall, it's not just Carolyn who's in trouble.
Hey, Alex, good morning. Steve Moore calling.
Steve runs a company called Pacific Rim Recycling, 40 miles north of San Francisco.
Yeah, you got any updates for me on the marketplace?
Every day, he calls around to see how much people are paying for things like newspaper, water bottles, old envelopes.
What about corrugated?
Most of our recycled cardboard and a lot of our plastic ends up at Asian factories, where they're turned into iPhone boxes and polyester shirts that are then shipped right back to the U.S. market. Until, that is, we stop shopping.
When people stop buying those goods and products, the VCRs and the TVs from China, there's no need for the boxes to go around them.
That's Mark Murray with the nonprofit Californians Against Waste. He says that in the space of 1 month, October 2008, the price for mixed paper on the global market plunged from $100 a ton to less than $30. In 2 months, plastic water bottles dropped from $500 a ton to less than $100.
What recycling experienced in the last 6 months is really the same thing the entire global economy has been experiencing.
So when the economy falters, recyclers suffer. Some shut down entirely. Others were forced to simply dump unsellable paper into local landfills. But Steve Moore hunkered down to wait it out.
We couldn't sell anything for about 6 weeks. And all this material was just backing up. I mean, I had rented yard space next door. I had rented yard space and warehouse space in other places to be able to put this material into it. And then I had to sell it as low as $10 a ton just to get rid of it, just to keep it moving.
By February, prices had started to recover as demand for consumer goods began picking up a bit. But they're still nowhere near the highs of a year ago.
And a ton of paper today is worth roughly $100 a ton. Last year at this time, it was worth $200 a ton. You know, it's a very volatile market, so the economics of that are pretty severe.
One reason the market's so volatile is that with recyclables, the supply never stops. No matter how much or how little those Asian factories want our cardboard and our plastic water bottles, we're going to keep putting them out on the sidewalk. Oil manufacturers can turn down the spigot when demand drops to control supply so it keeps pace with demand. But bales of paper and plastic take up too much space. And here at Pacific Rim Recycling, the trucks keep rolling in.
The volume of this material is huge.
But at least it's moving. Prices for our recyclables might be lower than their peak a year ago, but Steve Moore can relax again. And over at the Port of Oakland, Carolyn is no longer getting angry emails.
Things are picking up again, and financing has freed up. The banks are a little less nervous. If we had a ship here today, she would be sailing Oakland full. Life is a little bit easier.
And Carolyn Almquist knows as well as anyone in this industry to enjoy it while it lasts. For the Environment Report, I'm Amy Standen.